In the name of God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. This gospel story, kind of every time I read it, takes me back a little bit, like, wow. You know, Lord, I want to follow you, but let me go bury the dead. I got some family members who are dead. Jesus says, no, you come follow me now. Dead will take care of themselves. Whoa, that's hard news. I don't think any of y'all really expect Jesus to say something like that, do you? I mean, that, part of what we do is funerals. I mean, that's real important. We bury the dead in the Lord. But that's not the point here. I think we're missing the point in Jesus of following Christ, of Jesus hammering a point home about how important it is to follow Christ. Because one of the things in our humanity and human nature that we do is, yeah, we want to follow Christ, but we want to follow it if these conditions are met. It's people I like, the building pretty, I don't have to work too hard, or I don't have to work, or these kind of people I don't like. Yeah, if I can go this, 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 and this, and this, yeah, I'll follow you, Lord. And Jesus basically saying, that ain't going to get it. You're going to follow me, or you're not going to follow me, and you're going to follow me the way that God wants you to follow me, not the way that you want to follow me. That's what Jesus is saying, and those points of those things that are rather shocking is driving that point home. It's like God is in charge, not humanity. Yeah, I'll come and help out, or yeah, I'll come and worship God if it doesn't mess with my schedule, or yeah, I don't like them, so I'm not going to do that today, or gets in my way of doing something. No, you follow me or you don't follow. You got a choice. That's what Jesus is saying, basically. And we're all guilty of it. And it doesn't mean you don't make plans. It doesn't mean we don't bury the dead. It doesn't mean we don't do things for others. But it does mean that the very first thing we have in our lives is, are we following Christ? And all other things come flow from that. That's what Jesus is telling us. And if we do that, if we have faith, if we trust in following Christ first, the blessings will abound us and be much greater than our preconceived notions or conditions or doctrine or whatever we think we might think we know will be much greater. Because we are trusting in Christ. We're not trusting in ourselves. We're not trusting in what we think things ought to be. We're trusting in God. It's called faith. And it's not easy. It's hard. I'm guilty. I want to do it. We all want to do that. We all know how hard it is to put Christ first in our life. There's one group that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. It's those that are in Alcoholics Anonymous that are in recovery in a 12-step. And I'm going to tell you why. Those folks who are truly in recovery have tried to live life with their own preconditions, their own way, their own self, their own ego, that life has beaten them down to the bottom of hell. And they have nowhere else to go but to say, God, I'm going to do it your way. And when you get to that point and that level of honesty and you're at a meeting at that point, you don't care about all those other things that sometimes we think we care about as human beings, like your background, your orientation, where you come from, who you are. You just care about loving God and helping others, and that's it. Because that's all you can do to survive. And you are at the bottom of your rope, and you realize that God is in charge. And when you come to that level of honesty, something magical or something faithful happens, not magical. And it's just being real and true and saying, God, you're in charge. And that's what Jesus is getting at. And that's what we come together as a church, as the body of Christ. The church isn't this building. The church is the people gathered. The church are those saying, yeah, we put Christ first. Yes, we follow Christ. Yes, the love of God comes from us. These buildings come from us. This beautiful music, this beautiful place of worship, all comes from putting Christ first. Christ came first. The people came first. Not the buildings, not the doctrines, not this. It was God. And all those things flow from that faithfully. And if we get our priorities right and follow Christ, no telling how we can be transformed as the body of Christ if we have that faith and trust in who God is and what God does for us and how much God loves us if we follow Him and His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's what Jesus was saying. And that's what the point He was making. And I urge each one of us to dig down deep in our souls, because that is the one thing we have the hardest doing, of following Christ that way. I do, we all do. I'm not passing judgment, because it's not easy. But that's what the Lord wants from us. And if we trust in that, life can be so much better with God giving to us so much more than we could even dream or ever imagine. Because we're not limited by our own mind and our own ego and our own self. We're just limited by the love of God. And with the love of God, there is no limits. Amen.